Thank you for that introduction, Dr. Roberts. My name is Ross Braun. Good morning, everyone. Today I'm talking about some applied research I'm doing for my PhD, looking at the performance and recovery of four turf grass species during a prolonged drought and the recovery period. So just getting started, across the country we're seeing more frequent drought periods, more intense drought periods, and also in different parts of the country we're seeing decrease in water supplies, and not only decrease in water supplies, but decrease in restrictions on watering. For the turf grass manager managing a golf course, there could be restrictions in place during these drought periods, and they may have to stop watering parts of their golf course. And if they're going to have to stop watering parts of their golf course during this drought, first parts of the golf course probably going to be stopped watering is the rough, then the fairway while they're still watering the golf greens. Also in the golf industry, we're seeing an increase in golf cart use in the golf industry. The latest number I could find was from 2006. We saw 69% of all rounds were played with a golf cart. This number is 10 years ago. If I could probably find a more updated number, I'm sure that percentage has increased. In the turf industry, there's been extensive study on drought stress, and it's just general knowledge now that C4 grasses have better drought tolerance than C3 grasses just because of the more efficient water use, with buffalo grass and zoysia grass having better drought tolerance than Kentucky bluegrass and perennial ryegrass. I mentioned these four grasses because these are the four I'm focusing on in my study here. Then with traffic, with looking at traffic stress in the turf industry, past research is focused on traffic stress on applying traffic on a well-watered turf grass, not really a drought-stressed turf grass. But past traffic research has shown that zoysia grass has better traffic tolerance than perennial ryegrass, which has equal to better tolerance than Kentucky bluegrass, which has better traffic tolerance than buffalo grass. Not a lot of research has been done on buffalo grass. It's being a more low-maintenance grass, not generally accepted across using in golf courses, but it's picking up a lot of steam in Kansas, being used on more, not only rough, but it's being used more in fairways in Kansas just because it has that, it's a more efficient water user and has that better drought tolerance. So Evan Alderman at Kansas State, a former grad student, did some traffic studies on buffalo grass during winter dormancy, and it actually held up quite well. So we included buffalo grass just because it has that great drought tolerance, and we want to see the traffic tolerance of buffalo grass. So just minimal research has been done looking at the combined effects of drought stress and traffic stress on turf grass, so which led me to my objective to evaluate the combined effects of traffic on both warm season and cool season turf grass species at a rough and fairway mowing height during a drought period and the subsequent recovery period. This was a two-year field study done in Manhattan, Kansas in the transition zone. It was conducted underneath a stationary rain out shelter, and our soil was a chase silt loam. We had different research periods. We evaluated each of these research periods separately, and we did statistical analysis separately for each research period. We had a baseline measurement, which were just conducted prior to drought. Then we had a 41-day drought period, which would start in late June each year. We did this study in 2015 and replicated again in 2016. In late June, we would install this plastic cover and the rain gutters on the side to move all the water away from the plots. And then during this drought period, we applied traffic with a golf cart with two golfers and equipment, which would be two golf bags. We didn't take an account of a cooler full of beer, so we don't have that kind of weight down there. So the traffic was only applied during the drought period. And then as soon as the drought period was done after 41 days, we immediately started the recovery period, which we took off the plastic cover and immediately watered the grasses and kept them well watered. We had a three-way factorial treatment structure. Our three main effects would be turf grass main effect, and we included these four turf grass species because all four of these are grown in the transition zone at both golf course related heights, which is our second main effect. And then our third main effect, it would be traffic, which would be either no traffic or traffic being applied. For data collected, we collected weekly measurements. And our weekly measurements here, these four were analyzed as repeated measures. And then we also took pre and post soil and root measurements. Just for time restraints today, I'm going to be focusing on the above ground, what was going on above ground with the percent green cover and our turf firmness. I wish I had more time to talk about the root measurements and the soil measurements because we see a lot of interesting stuff going on there too. Just moving on to the results, first looking at percent green cover. So we took percent green cover with the digital image, taking digital images underneath the light box and doing digital image analysis. And so just setting up these two figures, they're both set up the same way. On the y-axis, we have our percent green cover, And on the x-axis, we have our days of drought or days of recovery, and which is our drought period is separated from the recovery period by that black vertical line. On the y-axis with the red line, I just wanted to mark out, so it's more apparent, the 50% green cover, so you can start to see when the turf grass dips below 50%. The top figure is our fairway mowing height. The bottom figure is our rough mowing height. And this is data just from year two. We saw similar trends in both year one and year two. In year two, the drought seemed to have a more severe impact on some of this, so it just kind of showed a little bit more differences in year two. And then the colors of each line and data points correspond to the turf grass species. The air bars at each data point represent the 95% confidence interval of the mean. So just kind of, you can see the general trend here with both mowing heights. The orange and the purple lines representing zoysia grass and buffalo grass are two C4 species. Declined similar to the cool season grasses, but they held on and maintained a higher percent green cover during the drought than the cool season grasses. So the C4 grasses of zoysia grass and buffalo grass just performed better with percent green cover compared to the cool season grasses. And then also just showing the orange line, which would be buffalo grass, you can see at both mowing heights, although there is a decrease right away in the beginning during the drought period, it starts to level off and actually increase in percent green cover as drought goes on. So you can see by the end of 41 days at both mowing height, by the end of that drought period, the buffalo grass is significantly higher than all three of the other species, and it's actually increasing. So it's just that drought tolerance of buffalo grass is really helping it keep a good percent green cover regardless if traffic is being applied or not. Next, just looking at the traffic by date interaction, these two figures are actually set up the exact same way with percent green cover on the y-axis. Again, the red line is 50% green cover, the horizontal red line. On the x-axis, we have our days of drought or days of recovery for each period, and then we also have cumulative traffic passes applied in red there, where we applied 16 passes of golf cart traffic a week. Year one figure on top, and on the bottom is our year two figure. The blue line and blue data points is no traffic being applied, and the red line is traffic being applied during the drought, and this is across all four species and across both mowing heights. And the error bars, again, are the 95% confidence interval of the mean. And so what you can see here, if you look at the blue line, this is just the effects of drought across all four turf grass species across both mowing heights. And you can see a significant decrease when traffic is being applied in both years. Not only does percent green cover rapidly decline more than just no traffic, but it also reaches a more severe lower point of percent green cover compared to just traffic. So the combined effects of traffic during drought, you're going to have a more rapid decline in percent green cover and quality, and also it's going to reach a lower point, and so it's going to take a little bit longer to recover during the recovery period. Moving on to turf firmness, we measure turf firmness with the turf firmness meter by Spectrum Technologies. It's similar to a Clegg Impact soil tester, but just has different units of measurement and a little bit different concept where it's dropping a free-falling hammer, and it's going to measure the depth of travel, so the deeper it goes into the soil, the softer, less firm the surface, the less it goes into the soil, the harder, the more firm the surface. So looking at turf firmness, this is the turf by date interaction. On the y-axis of this figure, we have our firmness in millimeters. And so I have a little guide there. So the higher number of millimeters, the deeper it traveled, the less firm, the softer the surface. The smaller number, the more firm, harder the surface. On the x-axis, we have our days of drought, and on the and then days of recovery for the recovery period. And this is just data from year two. We saw similar trends with turf firmness in year one and year two. And the corresponding color to the turf grass species, the air bars at each data point is the 95% confidence interval of the mean. So what you can see here, during the drought period, all four turf grass species declined during the drought. And this is across both no traffic or traffic and across both mowing heights. So all four turf grass species decline during drought in turf firmness and become harder surface. But zoysia grass, even though it declined, it started to kind of level out there, and it's maintaining a softer surface, a less firm surface compared to the other turf grass species. And I think this is just due to zoysia grass having more thatch compared to the other turf grass species. Because you can see buffalo grass there in the orange line. it has a firmer surface compared to the other grasses, and I think that's just because it has a more open canopy, less thatch compared to the other grasses, so it's more impacted by the drought, and regardless if traffic is being applied or not. And that kind of corresponds, I'm not talking about soil bulk density today just for time restraints, but soil bulk density values that we saw were a little bit higher in buffalo grass, so there could be some correlation there between turf firmness and soil bulk density. And also just for time restraints today, I couldn't show another figure, but there's I wanted to show turf by mow height by traffic interaction across the drought period. And what we're seeing with turf firmness is during the drought period, a lower mowing height compared to the higher mowing height is going to have a more firm, harder surface. And then when traffic is being applied during that drought, it also creates a more firm and harder surface during the drought. But also just to point out here, you can see as all four turf grass species are declining during the drought, with the start of the recovery period and watering these grasses, firmness values quickly increase just by wetting the soil and wetting the grass. We have an increase in firmness, so it's a softer surface. So in conclusion, we saw different responses among the treatments with percent green cover and turf firmness. For the percent green cover, we also took visual quality ratings, and they kind of mirror the percent green cover. So we're seeing kind of the same with visual quality. And we also saw different responses during the drought periods of each year. As I mentioned, year two seemed to have more of a severe impact. Similar drought duration, but it seemed like it had a little more severe impact on the response variables, a little more differences between treatments. We saw a higher green turf cover, better performance with the C4 grasses compared to the cool season grasses. And then buffalo grass overall just had the most green cover at the end of that 41-day drought and 96 golf cart traffic passes applied. Traffic stress during drought will decrease percent green cover and quality during a drought. And then turf firmness, the hardness of the surface, increased with a lower mowing height and with traffic application being applied. We're doing further statistical analysis on the other response variables at this time. But overall, the take-home message here is cool season grasses during a drought period are going to better be able to withstand traffic than C3 grasses. So turf grass managers managing cool season grasses or warm season grasses are really going to have to monitor how much traffic is being applied during a drought because it is going to decrease that percent green cover quality quicker than just the drought alone. So further investigation should be done looking at different durations of drought, different turf grass species, and different intensities of traffic. With that, acknowledgments just to everyone at K-State and others, and also my funding from the GCSAA and Kansas Turf Grass Foundation.
Time for a couple questions.
Yep. One of your graphs showed more green cover at the fairway height versus the rough. Why do you think that?
We're looking into that more. That also, we saw that with the visual quality ratings. So the question was, the fairway height showed some higher percent green cover compared to the rough height. That was mirrored in our visual quality, actually the visual quality ratings, which are being further analyzed right now, but there was even a more separation between the fairway quality compared to the rough quality, with the fairway having a higher quality during the drought and with traffic being applied. So we're looking into that more, trying to figure out what's going on there. Yep.
Do you think you can ultimately come up with a recommendation for superintendents that if they have ryegrass, you know, a moisture content, whether they should lift cart restrictions, whether they should go under cart restrictions?
Right. So the question was, in time, do you think I'll be able to create a recommendation depending on what type of species the turf manager is managing and at what soil water content they should stop and have some kind of cart restrictions in place. We took soil water content on a weekly scale, so I can maybe with further analysis of the soil water content and what our quality ratings were at, we could maybe kind of figure out a point where when soil water content hits a certain point, that may be the cutoff point. But yeah, just further analysis if I needed on that.
Thank our speaker.
Thanks.